This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time. Listeners of today's program might have an interest in value stocks similar to those Tracy shared today. If you'd like access to her Value Investor Portfolio Service, which includes real-time buys and sells, market insights and commentary, visit www.zacks.com/Value Investor Podcast or call toll-free 1-888-775-8348 between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Outside the U.S., call 1-312-265-9309. Again, that's www.zacks.com/Value Investor Podcast or toll-free 1-888-775-8348. Outside the U.S., 1-312-265-9309.
Welcome to this week's Value Investor Podcast. There's big news in the value world this week, and you may have heard of some of this just mixed in there, that Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway, you know, Warren is considered one of the best value investors of all time. So all of us value investors like to watch and see what he and Berkshire Hathaway are buying and selling and all of that. But apparently last quarter, the filings are now showing that Berkshire bought shares in four airlines. Now, this is big news. They bought Delta, American, United, and Southwest. All the airline shares soared on the news once the filings became public, even though Berkshire actually bought them several months ago. They bought them in the third quarter. And this was newsworthy for several reasons, because again, everybody likes to see what Buffett is buying and selling. So it's going to be newsworthy just on that alone, but also because Warren Buffett has hated the airline stocks for basically decades. I also have problems with these buys because why is he buying four of them? But we'll get to that a little bit later. But let's first talk about why Buffett hates the airlines, his history with them. You might not be as aware, but he purchased debt in U.S. Airways in 1989. So this is going back, like I said, a couple decades, and it didn't turn out that great. Buffett and Munger, also at Berkshire Hathaway, both of them served on the board of U.S. Airways while all this was going on. He ended up supposedly writing down the debt, or, you know, I saw articles where it said he broke even on the investment, but basically it went nowhere and it did nothing. Back in 2013, he actually got asked a question about the airlines at the Berkshire annual meeting, you know, where he sits on the stage, he takes questions from the audience for a couple hours, and someone finally did ask about the airlines. And I'm quoting here what he said. So bear with me. This is what he said. Investors have poured their money into airlines and airline manufacturers for 100 years with terrible results. And then he added, quote, it's been a death trap for investors, unquote. A death trap. That's not normally something I would want to be in if the greatest value investor, as some people call him, of all time, is calling a certain sector a death trap. So it was pretty shocking to hear that not only did he buy one airline, but he bought four of the death traps. Now, he has like the new investment advisors working with him. He's got a couple investment managers who invest a lot of Berkshire's money, and he's given them leeway there. So a lot of people are assuming that, you know, this wasn't really him getting into these stocks, but it was his investment managers. But either way, it brings up the question, are the airlines value stocks? Should you be in them? And then the question I brought up earlier is, why would you need to be in all four of them? So I took a look to see what's so great about these. Now, remember, they bought them a couple months ago. The shares are higher now than when they bought in, but not extremely so. So it's still a good time to look at these. And especially if you saw this news and you're thinking, hey, maybe I need to get in the airline stocks too. I need to follow him into this. You know, should you? Are these value stocks? So the first one on the list is Delta Airlines. That ticker is DAL. They have a forward P of 8.5. So you see that and you think, wow, that's really cheap. You know, anything under 10 right now is cheap. But the airlines are always cheap. This stock was trading lower when he bought it. It was probably at like 7 times. They've traded as low as 3 or 4 times not that long ago in like January and February. So 8.5, a lot of the airlines are considered to be value traps because they look cheap, but they're not really. So yeah, on a PE ratio, this is cheap. But you got to look at the earnings. Now, 2016 is expected to be pretty good for Delta, earnings growth of 22%. But 2017 expected to decline 7%. I don't really like that. Why am I buying a company where the earnings are actually going to decline next year? There's a lot of issues with the airlines right now with capacity concerns. And also, we could see rising fuel costs next year, much greater than what we saw this year. And the fuel is huge for them and their profitability. So that is both things I would be watching. So I'm not super enthused about Delta here. Now, looking at American Airlines, and that ticker is AAL, they also appear cheap, forward PE of 8, so very similar to Delta, but their earnings are declining 40% this year and another 16% next year. Again, I can find other value stocks where the earnings aren't in this kind of decline. I took a look at United, their ticker UAL, their PE is about the same, 7.9. They're also in the decline. Out of all of these airlines, United is probably the one that's been the rockiest. They have the new CEO. He's in there trying to make, you know, a lot of changes. We'll see if he succeeds or not. But earnings decline of 33% this year, another 23% next year. And then there's Southwest, which I know a lot of people love. And if investors are in any of these, it's usually Southwest. That ticker is LUV. I guess that's fitting. Fitting ticker. They're not as cheap because this is the one that everybody wants to be in. Forward PE of 12.4. So yeah, it's a little bit cheaper than the overall market, but compared to the industry and the airline stocks, this is one of the most expensive ones. Earnings, they are supposed to grow at about 4% this year, about flat for 2017. And remember, with Southwest, they're not just a pure domestic play anymore. They have expanded into the Caribbean and Mexico when they bought AirTran. So they now are an international airline, not quite as big as the other three, though, internationally. But they definitely are in that game now. So Southwest, I used to own it in the value investor portfolio, and we owned it for a year, year and a half or so, at least maybe 2 years. That's back when it was much cheaper. And so I'm not really looking at it here. So no, I'm not super enthused there. A couple other ones that I do like that Berkshire didn't buy is Hawaiian Holdings. You might not be as familiar with this airline. Its ticker is HA, unless you fly to Hawaii, because they're the number one airline to Hawaii and within the Hawaiian Islands. They've been around forever, like 90 years. They also fly cargo and mail and food and all that stuff amongst the islands. I own this one in the value investor portfolio. We bought it in January or February. It might have been February when all the airline stocks and all stocks in general were really beaten down. So I'm not quite sure why Berkshire didn't get into some of these then when they were much, much cheaper. But that forward PE is now 9.3. It's definitely not as cheap as when we bought it in the value investor. The earnings growth this year is tremendous. They are doing a really good job controlling capacity. They've added a lot of long international flights, both like to the Asian side, and they have like nonstop flights to New York City now into Honolulu. So earnings growth there is 65%, which is tremendous. There is a decline expected for next year, like a lot of these airlines, of 12.5. So I'm watching that closely for the value investor portfolio, because I don't like that either. But we've been in it, like I said, since the beginning of the year. But shares have really soared. We're up almost 50% in the portfolio on it now. So I don't hate the airlines if you find one that kind of has these niches. Another one that I like is Copa Airlines. You might know this one if you've ever flown to Panama or to Central America. They're the largest airline down in Central America that connects down there. So if you want to go to Colombia, they were one of the biggest airlines into Venezuela. They go to Peru, you know, Ecuador. They have a lot more routes coming to the U.S. now. You can fly them from, I believe, Las Vegas. I know you can fly from Chicago, from Florida. So their ticker is CPA. But they're not cheap. Their forward P is 18.8. They've really bounced off those lows where they were earlier in the year. Management was having a little bit of problems dealing with the situation in Venezuela. They have a lot of money trapped there. So that hasn't been good. But they're working through all that. Earnings expected to decline 5% this year. But next year, it appears they're back on the right track with earnings growth of 43%. So I do like that market. It's a growth market. As the middle class increases, down in Central and South America. Copa will be there as one of the big dominant names. And I like that their routes into Colombia and Mexico and those areas. So that's one to also keep your eye on, especially if you get a pullback in any of these. But overall, like I said, I'm not that excited about the airlines that Berkshire bought, you know, and why do I need four? You don't really need to own four airlines. That would be like me going out and buying all four railroads. It doesn't really make any sense. Even if I like that industry, one or even two of these are going to be better managed companies with certain routes or niches, like I said, that you really want to be in. Like Hawaiian Holdings is just Hawaii. That's the niche I'm buying there. Copa is the Central America, you know, play. But these other ones, not quite as much. Southwest always had a play on being the low-cost airlines, and that's worked really well for them over all these years. The other three, not so much. But again, if you can get any of these cheap enough, then it's always worth a look at as a value investor. I just feel that none of these airlines right now are considered, you know, dirt cheap for sure. And a few aren't even cheap. So I would just say if you're interested in the airlines, there's a few other ones like Alaska, there's JetBlue, you know, keep them on your watch list. See if we get a pullback. The travel and transportation areas have both been really hot in the last month or so, but they always won't stay that way. And I would keep an eye on crude. If you get a lot higher fuel prices, it's going to impact the airlines pretty significantly. So that's my advice. It's always good to look at the headlines and see what Warren Buffett or any other popular, well-known value investor is buying. You can get good ideas from what they're buying, but you also need to do your own individual research because it might not work for you or your portfolio, or once you find out about the trade, it might not be as cheap as it was when these investment managers got into it themselves. So keep those things in mind, but it's always good to look at, you know, these sectors on their own. So that's my take on the airlines. And just to give those tickers again, Delta, DAL, American is AAL, United is UAL, Southwest is LUV, Hawaiian Holdings is HA, and Copa is CPA. So until next week, I'll bring you some more value stocks and we'll go from there. I'll see you then.